Connect FM.
It's 105. Hi there. I'm Mary Lynn with you weekdays, noon to 3.
And I'm Ryan Monahan.
And every Tuesday at this time, we do our weekly health check with Dr. Brent Reifstek, pediatrician with Carl. How are you, Brent?
Very good. How are you guys today?
Doing fine. Yeah, I am.
Happy anniversary.
Hey, thank you. It's our one-year anniversary here at Connect FM. And Brent, I think, gosh, I can't remember how long we've had you on, but it's close to a year.
Somewhere in there.
I didn't know you before this show. Now I'm so glad the show brought us together.
Oh,
it's so good. Well, but thank you so much for doing our weekly health check with us every week here on Connect FM. We really appreciate it. And today, you know, it's cold and flu season and nobody wants the cold or flu to take them down. So we want to talk about some easy ways to boost your immune system so that you can beat it. So we've got 7 easy ways here. What's number one?
Number one, eat lean protein at every meal. You know, when you think about the building blocks in your body, the things that help you to fight off disease, help you to build good muscle, help you to even burn fat, it's protein. Muscle, just by sitting there, burns fat. And the little chemicals, the little antibodies that fight off infection, they're all made of protein.
Mm-hmm.
So when you eat lean protein at every meal, not only are you doing something good for your body health-wise and weight-wise, but you're doing something good for your body immune system-wise. Okay. There's also a lot of cofactors in those foods, especially like seafood and beans and soy, which actually link up with your immune chemicals to boost immunity as well.
Okay. So from lean meat to nuts, mm-hmm. you know, just whatever you can do to beans, whatever you can do to fit some protein in every meal.
Yeah, and snacks, it's, you know, people make fun of the granola people, but having a bag of trail mix next to you or a bag of pistachios. Pistachios are the lowest fat nuts, and they have a lot of other benefits too. You know, it's actually a pretty good thing. I think a handful of trail mix in between meals really does a good thing for me. Helps curb my appetite and gives me a little shot of that extra protein too.
Okay. What do you have over there, Ryan? Because is that some kind of a berry shake or?
Yeah, I'm on this like new thing called Shakeology. It's through the same people that do P90X.
Okay.
And Insanity, yeah, it's good stuff. I'm actually standing next to my Shakeology mixes right now.
You do it?
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid to ask you because some people are like, oh, that's just a fad or whatever, or that's a gimmick, but I actually feel fantastic when I do it. And when we're on the air from 12 to 3, you know me, like there was a time when I was on the radio with everyone and I was sitting here eating a salad and it was big mess and I just get hungry while I'm here because we're here during the lunch hour. So I have a Shakeology shake every day and I love them and they make me feel really good and they're packed with nutrition.
Okay.
It's a good protein source and it's actually a meal replacement, which is nice because you're taking that instead of maybe running to the drive-thru and stuff like that, which is, I find it very good for my, for curbing my appetite. And also you can do different recipes with that stuff where you can actually, kind of change it up and have some variety.
Yeah.
And what's your shake today?
My shake today is they only have two shakes right now, green berry and chocolate. And my shake today has some chocolate, a little bit of skim milk, and a bunch of raspberries in there, and some cinnamon.
Wow.
But
it looks delicious.
It is pretty good. I froze mine, and it's still a little frozen, so I'm kind of eating it with a spoon right now. but I was making one with chocolate and then pumpkin and some cinnamon and nutmeg. That was the one I was kind of hot on the last 2 weeks or so with Thanksgiving around the corner. But the green berry ones I typically do, like, they're kind of like berry. It's green. It looks kind of scary, but it I put it with, like, some orange juice, cranberry juice, and a little bit of banana maybe.
Okay.
But, yeah, for me, they're a good. They have lots of nutrients in there, and it was more nutrients than I was getting when I was just grabbing some Chex Mix and running over here, so.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to another easy way to boost your immune system so you don't get stuck with the cold or the flu. This one has to do with veggies, doesn't it?
Yeah. So shoot for 5 cups of fruits and veggies a day. It's just you know, the same lessons we were taught when we were younger, you know, a good, you know, now it's the food pyramid, but we talked about the four food groups when we were younger. The stuff you get in fruits and vegetables, you just really can't get anywhere else. You can take a multivitamin if you want, and yeah, that's going to have some good stuff in it, but you know, the mix of nutrients and the natural plant products that are contained in fruits and veggies are really key to maintaining, you know, all your vital processes. And what I usually tell folks is, you know, don't stick with one kind of fruits and fruit and veggies. Like if your main veggie is corn, I mean, that's kind of boring. You're going to get all the good stuff that's in corn, but you're going to miss out on all the good stuff that's in broccoli and Brussels sprouts and strawberries and oranges. So what I tell folks is don't stick to one color. You want to try to get the whole rainbow. You want to get all the way from blueberries through the greens, through the oranges and the pumpkins and the squash and the oranges, and, you know, the reds from the tomatoes and strawberries and whatnot. So getting a variety of colors when you do the fruits and veggies is a really good idea.
What if you're somebody like me who hates squash, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, bleh, nuts, that's a whole different thing. But what do you do if, I mean, how, is there something I can do to change my taste buds? Is there, I mean, I don't want to just pour a bunch of, you know, cheese on top of broccoli.
Yeah, because that's going to defeat the purpose.
Yeah.
Totally. You have a couple of options. You know, a lot of times when it's, when you don't like a food, it's not necessarily the taste, it's the texture. A lot of folks say, oh, I don't like the taste of that. And many times they actually, the brain trigger that tells them they don't like that food is the texture. That's particularly true in things like squash and eggplant and Brussels sprouts because they just have an odd texture. So think about different ways you can prepare them. Look up different recipes.
Okay.
I hated lima beans and Brussels sprouts when I was younger, and it's just because I didn't have them cooked the way I, you know, like them now. I love them now. And I just happen to have had them cooked for me recently in a way that was different than I was expecting and actually quite tasty. So if you look up new recipes that you haven't been exposed to before, different ways to prepare them, that can help. But, you know, the supplements and multivitamins, those are okay to take. But you have to remember when you're taking multivitamins, and if you're also taking like Ryan's Shakeology and you're also doing another supplement, remember all of those are additive and you can get too much of a good thing when it comes to vitamins and minerals. So just for example, vitamins A, D, E, and K, they aren't, you don't pee out the extra that you take in. So when you take that, it builds up in your body. You can actually get dangerously high levels of vitamins A, E, and K. We're understanding now that vitamin D, actually, there isn't, we don't get enough of it.
Okay.
So that one's probably safe, but the others, you gotta watch your intake a little bit.
Okay, so A, D, E, and K, mainly A, E, and K, those vitamins you have to make sure you're not getting too much.
Exactly.
Okay, all right, very good. You can, but vitamin C, that kind of E, those you'll your body will take care of that if you've gotten too much.
Yeah, the B's and the C's, your body will gobble up what it needs, and then the kidney will filter out the rest.
Okay.
There's everybody says, oh, bulk up on vitamin C. If you're sick, taking vitamin C is a good idea, but not to fight off this illness, to fight off future illness. It's not going to help you get rid of what you got right now, but it'll help you fight off something in the future.
Speaking of vitamin C, Dr. Eastek, so when I travel, I always take those emergency packets. They're like little packets of like orange or raspberry flavored powder. And you just, I throw them in like my glass of water in the hotel room and I down it because I just notice that I feel like I get susceptible to getting sick when I travel a lot or when I'm sleep deprived. And I feel like they work, but I don't know if that's all in my head. What do you think?
Could be all in your head. but it could also be that that's just what your body needs right then to, you know, keep from, or to fight off whatever you got, or whatever you're gonna get. So what you're actually probably doing is you're probably paying it forward, giving your body the cofactors it needs to build up those immune chemicals to make sure that it's immune response to anything you get exposed to is nice and robust.
Okay. So let's move on to number three of our seven ways to boost your immune system. And this has to do with just getting a little exercise in, right?
Yeah. Getting a total of 20 to 30 minutes of daily physical activity can actually, boost up your immune system, basically getting your circulation flowing, getting blood to the places where you needed to go to fight off infection. Moderate workouts are what they suggest.
Okay.
The also increase in circulation, triggers the release of many different hormones that can benefit you in a number of different ways. So physical activity in general is a good idea no matter what you're doing.
Now, I've heard that if you exercise too much, you know, real strenuous exercise like marathon training, that stuff can actually weaken your immune system. Is that true?
I have a bias. I would tend to disagree with that because, the different hormones that you're releasing when you exercise are released in higher quantities when you have intense exercise. But the, decreasing the total number of white blood cells isn't going to do much as far as decreasing your total immunity. Like, for example, when we have kids that are sick, sick as far as like leukemia, they decrease their white blood cells. We don't even really see increased incidence of infection in those kids until their white blood cell counts get super, super low. So a moderate decrease in the total number of white blood cells in an adult, really you aren't going to see any difference in that. So
okay.
I tend to disagree. I wouldn't discourage the more intense exercise just because of immunity, because, how many bodybuilders do you see getting sick in the hospital?
That's true. It was kind of crazy, it's how nasty and cold and rainy it's been the past couple of days. And yesterday, George and I were, my husband and I were driving home from, an appointment, and I think it was about 4:30 in the afternoon, and I saw just a bunch of girls running, and obviously they're, headed back to a nearby school doing some training. But, of course, none of them had jackets on and it's raining and it's cold. And I just think, oh, geez, no wonder they're all so skinny. They're exercising and out in this kind of weather and I wouldn't be caught dead in it. And what is it? And I noticed this is just about joggers in general. They're out in any kind of weather. And it would just seem to me that they would be risking sickness. But I guess because of the exercise, they stay healthy.
Well, there's two things I have to say about that. The first thing is, when the running bug bites you, it's like a drug. If I don't have some sort of cardio, within a day and a half,
mm-hmm.
I just don't feel right.
Okay.
So those joggers are out there because if they didn't, they would be going crazy. The second thing is, that's a common myth that being outside in the cold or being cold or having wet hair outside, that'll make you sick. It's actually a common misconception, and it's a myth. Viruses make you sick, not being cold outside. So when your mom always told you bundle up, you'll catch cold or whatever. It's actually bundling up has nothing to do with that. So being outside when they're jogging and in the bad weather, it's mostly about them being comfortable in their run, wearing something that they won't be too cold, won't be too hot, and can run and be comfortable.
You're always dispelling myths here with us with our weekly health check.
Shattering your, your belief.
I know. It's just constant. Okay, number four in our seven easy ways to boost your immune system, this is about getting more vitamin D, and we kind of touched on this already, but it is important to get vitamin D. What is about the right amount?
Well, we actually don't know. There's current research going on that tells us that vitamin D is way more important than we ever thought before. When you get, it's done in international units, IUs, and most of our multivitamins and stuff in our supplements will have usually about 400 international units. What we're finding is upwards of 1,000 or more may be more appropriate for people for daily value. Is it something you need to jump on right now? not necessarily. The research is still in its infancy, and what most of our primary care physicians are doing, they're checking levels if there's a concern.
Okay.
But really, the newest research is telling us that it's very important, and there's even research in using vitamin D to prevent onset of type 1 diabetes, which is just crazy to think about, but a whole host of other illnesses as well.
Okay.
So it's promising, and you should get probably at least 1,000 international units a day, maybe even more.
And we've been talking about some easy ways to boost your immune system so that you don't get taken down this cold and flu season. And we're on to number 5 of our 7 ways. And this is about making sure you don't get too stressed out. How are you supposed to avoid that in the holiday season with all the hustle and bustle?
You're supposed to do it, right? Reduce your stress levels. Go.
All right. Oh, I feel so calm now. I'm not worried about all the things that are still on my to-do list at all.
You know, everybody has that thing that they do, that thing that produces that cathartic release of tension. For some people, it's shoving your head in the closet between all your clothes and screaming as loud as you can. For some folks, it's yoga. For some folks, it's a brisk run. For some folks, it's sewing. Somebody is playing with their dog. You know, there's that thing when you close your eyes and you think, I'd rather be doing this. You know, that's always going to be a good stress reducer. And really, stress is a huge part of your body you don't even realize. It's just like one of those silent killers like high blood pressure where your body's being damaged and you can't even feel it. Stress, you can even feel, but you don't realize that it's actually affecting how you think and how you behave and how your body responds to stimulus. So, you know, whatever you can do to help that is going to be beneficial to your immune system.
Okay. Yes, just whatever you do. And, you know, we were talking with Dr. Gail Thone yesterday for Motivation Monday and, you know, just trying to beat the holiday blues. That's important as well. You know, she was saying, you know, set some boundaries. You can only make it to so many parties. You can only spend so much money. You can only do so much. So, you know, look at your whole schedule, figure out what's realistic, what isn't realistic, and then stick to it, because that's going
to
help.
Don't be afraid to say no.
Yes, I know. No, no, no. Ho, ho, ho. All right. what's next on our list? Number 6.
The stuff you cook with. You can help your immune system by cooking with olive and canola oils. You know, it's easy to reach in the cabinet and grab the Crisco and throw a wad of Crisco on the skillet. Remember, if it's a solid at room temperature, it's not very good for you. So those olive and canola oils are liquids, but not only that, they have extra stuff in them that actually helps your body. Think of it as the lubricant that improves the flexibility and communication between cells. You know, you're looking for omega-3s and stuff.
Okay.
That's going to be very helpful. So cooking with olive and canola oils and paying attention to the labels on anything that you cook with is going to be important.
When growing up, you know, we always did, if you were cooking up some eggs, it was always in butter. But my husband has gotten me, he's always used olive oil, and I really like it. I like the taste of olive oil. I like cooking in it. So I'll say that's one healthy thing that I do.
Great.
All right.
Yeah, olive oil is good stuff.
Yeah. And then finally, our last way to boost your immune system. And boy, I tell you what, this one's kind of hard to do with the holiday parties, too. But what is it?
Limit your drinks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not the Shakeology drinks.
Well, no, Shakeology all you want.
Ryan Monahan suddenly perks up out of nowhere.
I'm like hiding behind my computers and I'm like, what? Limit my drinking?
No. Yeah. No, limit your drinks.
And I am doing my Shakeology intensely this week because of the amount of drinking and eating I did. I'm doing this like 3-day cleanse thing.
Detoxing. But, you know, limit your alcohol intake. There's like red wine, but, you know, a lot of times those alcoholic drinks are empty calories, along with like juices and sodas, anything that's a sugary drink, just empty calories that provides you no benefit whatsoever. Just stay away from it and find a better beverage, water, tea,
okay.
Shakeology.
Okay. Something with some nutrients, not necessarily alcohol. All right. Very good. Well, there's many, many reasons to limit your drinks, too. Of course, there's all kinds of holiday party stories that everybody has in their back pocket from people who weren't so careful, right?
Yeah.
And then that causes stress, which will, you know, hurt your immune system. So there's a cycle there.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Brent, it's always great chatting with you. I want to thank you so much for being here for our weekly health check. And I'm feeling healthier already.
Great.
All right. And we'll do it again next week, okay?
Sounds good to me.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.